Now, there was a question from last week. Actually, it was from a few weeks ago. It was about karma. And so this person is saying, you know, I can't remember things from past lives. I don't even remember many things from earlier this life. And if I can't remember much, then how can other sentient beings remember much about our past lives? And so then how is it that we say that, you know, things happen due to karma? I think what this person's thinking, although they didn't state it explicitly, is my understanding is what they're thinking is that karma happens, or put it this way, we do actions towards certain people or they do actions towards us because we remember what they did to us in a past life or what we did to them in a past life. But that's not it, okay? It's not that I'm nice to you this lifetime because I remember, you know, 45 eons ago you were kind to me. Or, and it's not that, you know, you told me off because you remembered that 45 eons ago I told you off. You know, it has nothing to do that our actions in this way. It's not because we remember specific situations in which we've acted or they've acted in one way or another. It's just that, you know, if I've put certain energy out into the universe, that comes back at me. So if I've spoken harshly to others, somebody's going to speak harshly to me. And when they do, it's not because they remember that I was the person who spoke harshly to them. It's just because maybe their mind is overwhelmed by anger at that time, and I happen to be there, and I'm a prime victim because of my karma of having spoken harshly to them in a previous life. Okay? So what I'm saying is we don't have to remember past lives in order that karma ripens. Okay? Then, questions from... Yes? Yeah?
I'm wondering what, when we create enemies, it seems like a lot of that, and what turns into a grudge, and even the whole thing about identity, it has a lot to do with fear, and fear of getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's just like this memory that you don't want to repeat.
Okay.
I feel like it's a little hard to get away from the fear side of it.
Okay. So you're saying that when we have anger and resentment towards others, or when we put people in the enemy category, you think it's based a lot on fear, and that fear seems to be this instinctive reaction because it's almost like a built-in memory of having gotten hurt, and we don't want that hurt to occur again. Yeah, and so even nations have, you know, they remember what happened to their ancestors and they feel vulnerable and they don't want it to happen again. And so then they project outwards that this person is an enemy and feel animosity towards them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, you know, this is very much how the human mind operates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does it make any sense? Okay. When you look at it, if you look at the, you know, all the tragedy in the former Yugoslavia of all these different ethnic groups hating each other, why did they hate each other? Because of what had happened amongst them, I don't know, 300-400 years ago. Of course, none of the people who were killing each other this lifetime were necessarily alive 300-400 years ago in that part of the world. So the conflict, actually, that happened to their ancestors had nothing to do with them. But because they identify with a certain ethnic group, and they identify other people with another ethnic group, and develop an identity on it, then they hate the other people, and assume that because your ancestors hurt my ancestors, you're going to hurt me, so I better hurt you before you hurt me. Okay? This is the rationality. Is it rational? No, it's nutty. Okay? It completely creates conflict. I grew up in a culture that was the national identity. were persecuted by the entire world. And I just said, I do not want to have that identity. Yeah. But you see, we so easily build that identity. It's such a sweet, tender identity to be victims. Because then we can just sit there and sniffle, you know, and be afraid and, you know, be antagonistic and blame it on history. But I don't think it brings much happiness in this planet, or on a personal level either. No. And so, you know, you were saying that it seems like, you know, it's built on fear, and fear is because we have a memory of having gotten harmed. But so often it isn't our personal memory. It's what your ancestors did to my ancestors. None of us were around at that time. Yeah? Why are we killing each other when the conflict was with our ancestors? They died, why can't we let the conflict die with them? Okay. Why do we keep them alive? It doesn't make any sense. Okay? And you can see that what is it? You know, you say this memory of harm. Well, how come we only remember the harm we received? There's a lot of harm in this planet. How come we only remember our own? How come we don't remember the harm we delivered to other beings? Yeah, we've delivered plenty of harm, haven't we, on a personal level? You know, whatever ethnic group we belong to, or racial group, or national group, or, you know, everybody's harmed others. But we never remember our own harm. Unless, of course, we want to feel guilty about it. But, you know, more often than not, we remember our vulnerability and others' animosity. We don't remember our animosity and their vulnerability. Why is that? Self-centered mind. Isn't it? It's plain old self-centered mind. Yeah. And it's the self-centered mind that remembers everything bad people did towards us, but we don't remember their kindness towards us. Yeah. Their kindness towards us is totally, you know, we've totally forgotten it. All we do is remember, you know, the animosity. And this is on, you know, national, international level. Yeah, when you see your enemy, you know, the Americans and the Iraqis, of course, they're not really supposed to be our enemies, are they? Who are our enemies there? Oh, the terrorists. Who in the world is the terrorists? I'm not quite sure, but they're our enemies. Okay? Yeah? The insurgents. The insurgents are our enemies. Who? Anybody ever figured out who the insurgents are? I don't have a clear idea of who they are. But anyway, they're our enemies. Okay? We remember everything bad the insurgents did towards us. Do we remember what we've done to the insurgents? Well, no, because what we've done is good, because they started it. You see, we're just like three-year-olds in the sandbox. He threw sand at me first. That's why I threw sand back. You know? And of course, both sides say that. You know, we don't remember the kindness of others at all. We just blank it out. Okay? So, you know, this is all very unrealistic way of thinking, and it leads to a lot of suffering. Okay, so I think there's something to meditate on here. Those of you on the teleteachings, you know, I think something to discuss, something to meditate here. You know, this is quite a powerful thing to check up in our own minds and our own lives, and if it rattles you, good. Yeah, because it's rattling the self-centered thought, and it's opening the door for you to have a peaceful heart by letting go of the attachment, aversion, and apathy. Okay, so let's dedicate.